much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
Turn around. Slowly. Keep your hands up so you can see how you look. Turn around. It look like you stole a midget pants. Big as you is. How short the pants look. And they about up under your behind. And how skinny they are. You can't even pull them up. Girls don't even wear their pants that tight. Pull them up. Big as you is. You about to be 16. Looking like you got a 10-year-old pair of pants on. I know your nuts hurt.
Let me ask you, for a guy like me, in high school, I was like a fat, short, little nerdy guy. So what would your character do to my self if I was in that show in high school?
And now.
People like hearing that. It's probably one of my stronger anecdotes.
Our feature presentation.
People do like hearing that. Morning, everybody. It's Mugs. Brand new Kevin and Bean show. It is a Wednesday morning. Bean, just before you get to your store, I want to check with you all and make sure I did the right thing. I was out in front. As you know, we're Compton adjacent. And the crazies are out there. And a guy walked up to the bus stop. And as I walked in, he yelled, "Are you the Messiah?" Okay.
Nice.
Now, my answer was, yeah.
Of course.
Okay, good. So you're down with that, Bean, and Lisa, I did the right thing?
You bet.
Okay, good. All right.
Was the movie? What was the movie with the famous line about if somebody asks you if you're a god, you say yes?
Oh, that's Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah. All right.
You were in that situation.
I
didn't think that ever actually happened to people.
I was so shocked by it, and so I figured I'd go with yes. Because if no, maybe there were consequences. I don't know.
It's a good point.
Although, if yes, maybe there are consequences.
Yeah, well,
there was a Messiah once who got strung up, remember. So let's be careful here. I think you gotta check out the surroundings before you decide.
I don't think that guy was going to make that happen.
But. That's a fantastic way to start your day is by having somebody ask if you're the Messiah.
And yelled, "Are you the Messiah?" Yes.
And then just keep on walking.
Keep walking. And he didn't have any follow-up. He was fine with that answer. So
he may have made his day, too.
Just wanted to share that with you.
Didn't he think the Messiah might have a nicer car, though? I mean, what made him peg you as the
right, in my shorts.
Or nicer clothes.
Seriously.
That's really where I'd go, yeah.
Wouldn't the Messiah wear a better T-shirt? You know, that kind
exactly.
of stuff. But no, he didn't care.
All right, here's a great story to get us going here on a Wednesday Kevin and Bean show. Look, there's no way to explain what turns people on sexually. I mean, everybody's different. There are millions of people. One guy's into this, one girl's into that. What are you going to do? But this is a strange one. I don't think I've heard this one before. I know there are people who have a fascination with public sex. They like having sex in public, or they like having sex in a place where people can see them, or they like to just do themselves in front of somebody else. I mean, we've all heard stories like that. I've never seen a story like this one, though. Police in Oregon say that Antone Owens from Eugene broke into 3 different homes in his neighborhood so that he could watch pornography on their computers. He got an adrenaline rush out of watching porn in somebody else's house.
Oh, so he had a computer, most likely.
He does.
Oh,
he has a computer with internet at his house, can watch all the porn he wants whenever he wants.
Wow.
He gets turned on by watching it in somebody else's house. It gives him a little extra adrenaline rush.
Where's the outrage there?
So it's not their porn on their computer. It's his porn.
Their house. That's right. He's just using the internet. That's all he's doing. He's breaking into somebody's house to use the internet, even though he has the internet in his own.
Is his name Fred Willard?
It is Antone Owens of Eugene, Oregon. He told the police, yes, he is addicted to pornography. Police sergeant there told the newspaper he knows he has a problem. Our hope is that he gets the help he needs so he can be a functioning member of society. In one of the alleged break-ins, a resident's son, who also, by the way, to me could be described as a resident, reportedly awoke to find someone in his bedroom. I guess the guy didn't know that somebody was home. Or maybe he did. Maybe that's part of the thrill, too, is do it when somebody else is in the house, right? Police caught the man last week after he voluntarily provided DNA samples that matched, quote, material found at the crime scene.
Oh, no.
Okay.
So that's strange.
So they're not just watching.
Yeah. He's decorating.
He's enjoying. Lisa, how dare you? We don't talk like that on this Christian program. You know that. So how weird would that be if you came home today and you realized that somebody had been in your house, nothing was stolen, but they broke in just to use your internet connection?
Well, considering it's for porn, it makes it way worse, doesn't it? Like,
yes.
If a guy breaks in and he's looking at, you know, for a job, that's
going to Craigslist or something.
Then you're not so worried, but, you know.
What a strange story. And what do you, I mean,
well,
how does,
you get
how does
a black
like
light
happen?
And you go through your whole house,
yeah,
number
first,
one, right?
That is number one. And then number
you
two.
Throw you throw out all your food.
Number two, you do the black light again.
Yeah.
And then number three, you just move.
You move. Burn it down.
Burn it down.
Burn that mother down.
Just move to the next place.
That's what I do.
That is bizarre. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Are you sexually attracted to young boys, to underage boys?
No. Thank you for asking.
But he is the Messiah.
I am the Messiah. That's not good enough for him?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, what do I
Some
have to
people.
Do? Adam Carolla will be on the program today, This Week in Rage.
Yeah.
We have tickets for Total Recall.
Nice.
The world premiere. This is where all the stars are going to be. And by the way,
there's some stars in Total Recall.
Yes, boy, there sure are.
We have a compilation of prank calls, which we find very, very funny on the internet. We got that for you today. We're going to tell you how to make money at home.
Nice.
Seven surefire real is what we're being told. Ideas of how to make money from your house.
I'm ready.
I was interested in this article because, let's face it, this economy is slow to recover. There are a lot of people who are unemployed, underemployed, and apparently there are legitimate work-at-home jobs that many of us don't even know about. Ways that you can make a living, maybe even while you're looking for another job. So I'm excited to hear about this.
And I don't think it involves breaking into your neighbor's house and using his internet connection.
I don't think there's money in
your own house. I don't know if you saw the high-speed chase yesterday with the motorcycle.
Oh, that was pretty cool.
But we do get calls occasionally when we ask for them. We get calls from people who have outrun the cops on motorcycles because, let's face it, they can go in between traffic. And most of the time, unless a cop's on a motorcycle, they're stuck. There's no way to follow them. But that one came to an end in a bizarre way, so I can't wait to tell you about that. I was reading Entertainment Weekly last night. There's a big spread on this Hollywood memorabilia auction.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming up. Joseph Maddalena, I believe is how you say his name. He's the guy who's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can buy all kinds of stuff from a full stormtrooper outfit to Chewbacca's head. this apparently Chewbacca's head is the only part of Chewbacca that is not owned by
the company, the film company?
No, by what's the director?
Don't. Anyone answer?
By the director. He's got everything
Lisa,
else
I saw
there.
You trying to help.
No, no. I'm just moving on.
You heard me trying to help.
Yeah. In Kevin's defense, George Lucas is
George
a tough
Lucas,
name to come
you.
Up with.
Well, he screwed my childhood, if I remember that song correctly.
Why? I don't understand. Why? I guess we could ask our guest Joe, but why would he not also own Chewbacca's head? It seems like he would own the whole thing.
It is just Chewbacca's head. What did I say?
No, you said that's the only thing that he doesn't own.
Yes, it is.
Which I don't understand how that's possible. Like, why would he own the rest of the suit but not the head?
No, 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 no. He owns the head but not the rest of the suit. It's just the head.
Oh, okay.
Chewbacca's
we
head.
Had it the other way.
Yeah, maybe I said it backwards. Chewbacca's head is what is up for auction. Everything
okay.
else owned by George Lucas and at George's place.
Right. You said that right.
Okay.
My question to you is, why does George Lucas not own the head also?
Oh, George Lucas. Oh, I see.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know. This guy, according to...
This could be the longest moment with ever.
According to Entertainment Weekly, people just used to throw stuff away all the time.
Because who knew when they were making Star Wars that it was going to, you know, last the summer in theaters, much less be an icon for 40 years,
he
right?
Something from the original Superman that he found in the trash. They
wow.
just said, well, we don't need this anymore, so they threw it away.
Wow.
And the Armenian community. So that's coming up today on the Kevin and Bean Show. It's going to be a good show.
I don't remember that
we'll
from
take a
yesterday.
Quick break. What?
Did something, what? The Armenian comedian? How did that happen?
He needs to get on the air because he's having a casting call on Saturday for musicians and dancers.
Oh, all right. Now I'm with you.
For his world tour. And
okay.
He says that it's desperate that we do that and that we also talk to his wife. I can't even say what he said. Because his wife has him trapped in Satan's beehole.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'm
looking forward to it now.
So, really, at that point, I was like, all right, I'm in.
We got to do it.
So we got that coming up as well. We'll take a quick break and come back with the Showbiz Beat next. K-Rock is KROQ, and this is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:55.
Are we square dancing? What are we doing? What's
yes,
going on with that
I believe
song?
That
what
is
the hell?
Square dancing, yeah.
Is the deal. Hey, our friend Brad Williams, Funny Brad, one of our very favorite comedians, joins us later on today filling in for Ralph Garman in the Showbiz Beat. In the meantime, it's us, Kevin and Bean. This story, by the way, makes me very happy because I think Kristen Stewart may be sad.
Oh, excellent.
And I think that I think that's good. That's a good direction we want to go in. Us Weekly has a cover story that says that she cheated on her boyfriend, Rob Pattinson, with the director of the movie she was in, Snow White and the Huntsman, Rupert Sanders.
All right.
And they have photos. They have photos of them making out. Caught on camera in a steamy rendezvous. This is more than just gossip tabloid stuff. It sounds
Where's the outrage there?
Sounds like they actually have something on this one.
Well, they must now, because Entertainment Weekly doesn't really do stuff like this.
Yeah, true.
And did they write about it as well?
They don't put stuff like that on their cover.
I think she thinks that's what you were talking about.
No, it was Us Weekly.
Us Weekly.
I don't think they do a lot of that either, though.
All right. Sorry.
People magazine, their version of the story is she wasn't having an affair. It was just a fleeting moment that shouldn't have happened. By the way, this director of the Snow White movie is married to a British Vogue model, and they have two children. He is 41 years old. GossipCop.com says there was romance between the two, but it was just a fling, not serious. She made a mistake, a source told the site, but she feels awful. So I don't know whether it's true or not, but it does seem like there's more to hang the story on than just, you know, making it up like they do sometimes in these magazines,
sure.
Right?
What is it about her that
was my question.
Want to kiss her?
I don't
that
know.
That was my
I don't
question.
Get that.
Maybe he's gay. Here's
the one thing we know about Kristen Stewart. It would be the worst sex you've ever had, right?
Yeah. She would not have any enthusiasm.
Do whatever you want.
No enthusiasm, no emotion. There's no way she could fake passion.
No.
She's not that good an actress. So this is going to make promotion for the Twilight movie a little difficult, I guess, if these two are on the outs. I mean, I hadn't thought about that, but what if they break up before November when that movie comes out, and then they got to go around the world, you know, for a month talking about it?
I bet they'll act like they're together the whole time. I bet they will, just for the movie's sake.
Yeah.
Speaking of PR and movies, Christian Bale is a true class act. I didn't see that this was going to happen, but The Dark Knight Rises dude went to Aurora, Colorado to visit victims of the movie theater shooting.
Well, I mean, it wasn't announced. They intentionally did not, you know, tell people that it was going to happen, and it only came out because the patients that he met with started posting it on social media.
He spent a few hours at a local hospital visiting the wounded, doctors, and the first responders, and he asked that the media not be notified of the visit. Warner Brothers spokesman claims he was not there to represent the country, the company. He just went for himself just to say he's sorry that that happened to anything
that's
he was involved with.
Super cool.
That's pretty cool.
Well, he's the best. I mean, the guy is just the best. He's just a first-class dude. I mean, look, he knew that they were fans of his because they were in the theater to see his movie.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's unbelievable that he would do something like that. I love him so much. I thought this was interesting. I don't know if this is a record. It's the first time I've noticed it, but the ratings came out as they do. The Nielsen Company came out with the top watched television shows, and of course it's always a little bit different in the summer. But here's your top 10 ratings for 18 to 49.
All right.
9 of the 10 shows in the top 10,
do
by
not
my calculations,
tell me they're singing competitions,
are reality shows.
Oh, okay.
9 out of 10 of the most popular shows in America. Now, is that because almost everything we watch that's scripted is gone? Are there no summer replacement shows that are scripted series? Is everything on TV reality right now?
No, there are some. It's just not nearly as many.
Yeah.
Like some of the shows I watched, like Covert Affairs came back a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. I've been watching Suits and
Suits has came back. There are some summer Burn Notice. But
those are all cable series.
Yes.
None of those are going to be in the top 10.
True.
Yeah.
The Bachelorette finale was number 1. The Bachelorette After the Final Rose was number 2. Then America's Got Talent. Then Hell's Kitchen. MasterChef, which I've never even heard of, then another MasterChef, then another Hell's Kitchen. The only scripted show in the top 10 is The Big Bang Theory at number 8, which I assume had to be a rerun episode, then The Bachelorette, a regular episode at number 9, and then Big Brother at number 10. 9 out of 10 reality shows. That's crazy, right?
Any of those.
Big Brother was in the top 10.
Yes. Oh, by the way, Big Brother was also number 13. It was also number 14. Look, we have this conversation every summer. No one that we know has watched Big Brother, yet these shows every summer, it's a big hit. That's why it's on 14th incarnation.
Wow.
I know, right?
Wow. And finally, for me, I have one quick story. This is from Us Weekly. Lady Gaga apparently loves a good slumber party. She found herself at the Chateau Marmont, and Lindsay Lohan was also there, hard to believe, and Lana Del Rey was also there.
Well, she's a party.
So they all ran into each other and ended up in one room, spent hours laughing, trying on each other's jewelry, having a pillow fight. Everything was perfect. If you could have gotten rid of Lady Gaga, that would have been a great, great night.
Obviously.
Yeah. Today's celebrity birthday is the first brother, Roger Clinton. Remember him? Whatever happened to Roger Clinton, President Bill Clinton's brother? Well, he's 56 years old today. And friend star Matt LeBlanc is 45. That's it. That's all I've got. Did I miss anybody?
Thurston Moore, Sonic Youth? No. No.
That's it. That's all right.
And that's the show. Home of the K-Rock Road Trip USA 2012. Destination number 4 is your Red Hot Chili Peppers at Austin City Limits. That's in Austin, Texas, don't you know? We'll do the grand prize drawing on Friday. You qualify by winning tickets to see the band at Staples Center. Coming up in about 20 minutes, by the way, we'll tell you about a new Hollywood auction where you could buy, oh, I don't know, Ron Burgundy suit from Anchorman if you wanted to.
Have they washed it?
Doesn't say. That's a good question. I wonder what they do with stuff like that. Yeah. Or maybe a triple from Star Trek. We'll talk to the man who's going to auction that stuff off coming up. First, though, Kevin, why don't you explain how we got to this low point in the show so early in the day?
Low point? This is going to be a high point. You know, we always try to give our listeners opportunities to get into show business.
You know, casting calls for reality TV and that sort of thing when they come about, okay?
Because a lot of people, sometimes it's hard to know where to go and you're too busy. And so we try to bring you opportunities that you might want to be involved with in the entertainment world.
Okay.
And that brings us to the Armenian comedian. Good morning, Sam. Good morning, Sam. Hi, Sam. Hello?
There he is.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Some people would call that unfortunate.
How are you, Sam?
Oh, not too good and not very happy and not too good either.
Well, what's
going on?
So you're not too good, not too happy, and also not too good?
Yeah, because I'm having my career up front and everything is packaged, everything is nice. On SoCalMusicNews.com, I have a casting call this Saturday.
Okay, now that's what I wanted to talk about, and I sold it as a pretty big positive that people could get into show business with your casting call on Saturday.
It's not that easy because I have my wife is giving me a hard time for my career, so here she is.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Wow. He's a beaten man.
He does sound very unhappy today for some reason.
Good morning.
Hey, Mrs. Armenian.
Good morning.
How are you?
What's the problem with Sam? He sounds like a beaten man today. What happened?
Well, he's still crazy. He's not giving up, you know. I told him, stop it, you know, be a normal person.
But aren't you supposed to be supportive as his wife?
Yeah, you know, he's just going out every night. You know, I have a meeting. I want to do this and do it. I tell him, no, me or them, you know. That's it. Stop.
Well, I can see that. But isn't the best choice in that situation for you if he picks them?
But you know what? He just talks. He's still the same place where he is.
He is. Okay, now, is the meeting on Saturday, is that the problem or the casting call? Are you upset by that?
But I don't think so. There is a casting. He's been talking this almost 1 year. When I went to see the party, it's nothing. You know what I mean?
He's just
entertaining himself.
Well, that's always been true.
So let me make sure I understand. So your frustration is that he spends too much time trying to make it in show business, and you think he should give up and just be a regular husband and father and not waste time in entertainment.
Thank you.
All right. Let me ask you a follow-up question to that. Do you think Sam has that in him?
You mean the ability to give it up?
Is it possible for Sam to give it up and be a normal dude?
Oh, I'm trying. If not, I did tell him I'm going to divorce you.
Oh, no. Come on. You don't mean that. How long have you guys been married?
31 years.
Wow. 31 years.
It's enough.
But you've put up with so much for him, including him.
But I can't anymore. I cannot.
Oh, this is terrible. This is tragic.
No wonder Sam's so bummed.
You know what? 31 years. But I support. I work. I pay all the bills.
Okay. Oh, doesn't he work too? Isn't he a
hairdresser?
Not the way I'm bringing money. No. I work more than him.
Oh, I see. Does he work enough hours?
Yes. He works most of the time, 6-8 hours and probably 3 months. And 9 months is without work because
Sam?
He's meeting and here and there, you know, no.
Sam, are you there? Can you hear us?
Huh?
Is Sam?
No, she's on the phone. He handed her the phone.
Okay, good.
Let me ask you this, though, honestly.
Yes.
What would happen to Sam if he quit entertainment, if he gave up his dream? Don't you think he would just curl up and die? I think that's what keeps him going every day.
But that's entertaining himself. It's nothing for me. There is no green collar. There is no money. If you go entertainment business, you make money. This guy, he's spending money. Could you imagine Christmas time he did party or whatever, what kind of party it was? I mean, next day he asking me $20 gasoline money. Hello?
Yeah.
You know, rough. This is sad. We have to eat. We have to pay mortgage.
Sometimes it takes a little patience when it comes to the showbiz world.
31 years is a lot. It's a lot.
So you want him to break up the band and get a freaking job. That's what you want.
Yeah.
All right. What if we could talk him into working 6 to 8 hours a day around the, you know, year long? And then he did this on the side. Would that be cool?
Yes, but it's not going to happen. He brings the money, so I know every month or every week he's going to bring money.
Right.
So this is a lot. He's acting like 13, 16 years old teenager. You know what I mean?
He is. All right. We want to talk to Sam again, ma'am, but you sound very serious about this. Have you put him – is there some sort of a deadline by which he has to respond or you're going to leave him? Or where are you right now?
Right now I'm home, okay?
No. I mean, where are you in the process right now? Are you this close to walking out?
Mentally.
Yes, I am.
Oh, man.
I tell my boys, you know?
Yeah,
all
sure.
All those years I didn't do it because I have two kids. But right now my kids grown up. And
understood.
They understand. Either my kids.
Okay.
You know what they say? Daddy, you acting like a child. We have to tell you what to do. Shame on you.
Yeah. All right. Okay, put Sam back on.
You've always been the brains of the operation, and I can't say that I don't understand where you're coming from. I hope you guys are able to work it out, though, okay?
Oh, he has to change. Otherwise, I'm leaving.
Okay.
I'm going.
Put him back on, would you?
Thank you, ma'am. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye now.
See, this is why Sam said his wife has him in, how did he put it, in the beehole of
Satan's butthole, right, yeah. I love her so much. Julie is awesome.
Sam?
Dude, you're in trouble, man.
Sam?
I know from trouble.
Sam?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Sam, this is a serious problem. I didn't realize it was quite this bad. She is literally ready to walk out on you, dude.
Man, I'm just telling you it's serious.
Okay.
And I'm pulling the plug, and my family comes first.
You're
and,
pulling the plug on entertainment?
Is the process of this situation is
okay.
I'm on, you know?
All right, let me ask you a question. Wouldn't it make her happy? She says you work 6 to 8 hours a day for about 3 months, and then 9 months you don't work. Wouldn't it make her happy if you worked year-round, 6 to 8 hours a day, and then maybe on a Saturday you could work your music, your comedy, whatever? That would make her happy. You'd be bringing home money. Money seems to be the issue here.
Right. What you need is you guys have to put me on some kind of a concert so I can make some money.
I see.
What it sounds like instead needs to happen is you need to get a job, Sam.
I have a job.
But you don't work at it. She said you only work 3 months out of the year.
Well, right now, you know, the situation is I have a job and everything is lined up. Everything is perfect.
Right.
Now she's ruining it.
Sam, this is very easy.
No,
hold on.
She's not ruining it, Sam.
This is very simple. She's not ruining anything. She's put up with 31 years. Listen to me. This is very simple. Bring home money. That's all you have to do. Work. Actually work. Cut hair every day. Bring home money. She'll be happy. Do your other stuff on the side. Not hard. I wish you had your radio turned down because it's a lot of echo.
Very annoying, yeah. Sam, don't lose this woman. She's the best thing that ever happened to you, seriously.
Okay. I'm asking you guys one more chance to give me to make money is to give me a concert.
Give you a
I'm
concert.
I'm ready with my band, everything. My songs, everything is ready.
Okay, I'm not saying that we might not be able to put something together with you to help you make some money, but I'm saying that first you need to get a job. You need to make your wife happy.
But go to it regularly and don't stop.
Huh?
The radio's sure up, isn't it?
Sure is messing him up.
Could have told him more times to turn it down. I know that over the years.
If you have a job, go to it every day. That's step one. Tell her, I'm going to work every day through the end of the year.
Because I love you and I don't want to lose you. And what you want is important to me, too. Sam, you got to start doing your share, buddy.
I am.
Okay.
So everybody is on SoCalMusicNews.com. I have a casting call. Everything is lined up.
I think the message has been received.
I completely understand
what it is we're talking about here.
Sam, stay with your job, dude. Stay with your job. Just listen to me.
Uh-huh.
Okay, never mind.
Okay, Sam. Listen, we'll talk to you again soon. We got to go for right now, but take this very seriously and get straight with your lady, okay?
Yeah.
Do you have one last joke for us before we go?
Yes.
Okay.
What Barack Obama said to Clinton after press conference, he said, "I'm still training the dropping the bushes in the White House."
Okay, there you go.
Can't ask a guy like that to give up show business. Come on. Our friend Brad Williams in studio with us right now on Twitter at FunnyBrad, BradWilliamsComedy.com, performing at the Ice House in Pasadena in August 10th and 11th. Good morning, Brad. How are you?
Good morning, everyone.
Do you have any sympathy for the Armenian comedian? I know you were listening on a few minutes ago. I mean, you know what it's like trying to break it in show business? It's tough, right?
It's hard, and pretty much every artist has that, where they have that significant other that says, hey, you either make some money or you give up on your dream. It's, you know, we need, but most significant others give up within the first year. They don't do that at year 33.
Yeah.
They don't say, all right, now you got to go make money.
I just got a tweet from a guy that said, I usually turn away when the Armenian comedian's on, but this time I listened because I like it when bad things happen to him.
Oh. You're going to come at poor Sam like that. It's going to be a mess if Julie leaves him. That is.
I saw him perform one time at the Comedy Store at the Ding Dong Show, and man!
Yeah. You know how they say never give up on your dreams?
Some people should.
Yeah, that's not for everybody.
No, there's definitely people that should have tapped out a long time ago.
All right, showbiz beat. Here's
let's
Brad.
Get to showbiz news. Well, I mean, we gotta lead off with this story because it involves naked women.
Woohoo!
That's what I'm talking about.
Carly Rae Jepsen, the Call Me Maybe singer. Now there was a report yesterday, either yesterday or 2 days ago, about pictures of her naked. Those were fakes.
There were fakes, yeah.
But these, there are confirmed that she filed a police report that her cell phone was hacked, and there are and there are naked pictures out there of Carly Rae Jepsen.
What are the chances?
Let me go see that girl about her vagina.
What are the chances that the fake ones come out the day before?
That is weird.
Real ones from her cell phone.
It's almost like they were testing the market. Like, yeah, is true. There some interest? Like, and it's like, of course there's interest.
Yeah,
it's,
she's famous, so we want to see her naked. But
absolutely.
She's not hot enough to get that excited about.
Agreed.
No, but it's enough to pique your interest in terms of
your
look.
Yeah, I'll take a look. Sure, absolutely. Yeah.
I just think she wants people to call her definitely.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
File!
Really? Put that in the file.
Oh, right.
No, you're not supposed to exult in that. That's a moment of shame.
Not for me.
All right.
I'm like Sam. I take pride in my badness. Moving on to sad news, though. Sherman Helmsley, who played George Jefferson on The Jeffersons, which was the spinoff show. He was a character on All in the Family. The character of George Jefferson got so much response that after that they got their own spinoff show, The Jeffersons. He passed away yesterday at the age of 74. He was found at his home in El Paso, Texas. Now, I bring this up not only because it's a sad story, but we talked about bad jokes earlier.
Yes.
Does anyone here follow Beer Mug on Twitter?
No.
Oh, no.
You kidding? He drives us crazy when we're here with him.
Beer Mug. This story broke at 1 p.m.
Right.
1 p.m. at 10:30 last night, Beer Mug tweeted the hilarious joke. Looks like Sherman Helmsley is moving on up.
Yeah!
Really, Muggs? You thought no one else thought of that joke?
I saw that, Brad. And the moving on up tweets from Kat Corbett and Stryker and everybody started around 2 p.m. And then it was a trending topic for about 8 hours. Everybody was tweeting that Sherman Helmsley was moving on up because he died and he was going to heaven, right? And I thought, how is Beer Mug literally the last person in the world to have that thought and put it up on
Twitter? I guarantee you, literally. Beer Mug, when he sent that out, went, yes.
Nailed it. This is gold, kid.
He may have been the 10 millionth person to tweet about Sherman Helmsley moving on up. How does that happen, Beer Mug?
In my defense, I was I was typing it at 2 o'clock, and then I took a nap for about 6 hours. And then, I woke up and sent it.
I don't think that's a good defense.
No, not at all, because you woke up and you could still realize that maybe some other people have made this joke.
It's right. It's the obvious joke. A five-year-old could write that.
It's so obvious that you wouldn't even say it, Brad, had you thought of it at the time that the news was announced. Right? You would never even say it because it's so obvious.
But the rule with Twitter is if you start one, you have to finish it, right?
Yeah.
You,
exactly.
Legally, you have to send it.
The delete button doesn't exist on your phone, on your computer. It's just not there. I've been a big supporter of beer mugs.
Yeah, but none of us know why.
After this, bring back Psycho Mike. Oh. I'm starting it. Oh. Let's go.
That's not really our option, unfortunately.
I think Kevin is right, though. I think Beer Mug was so happy he was greeting ear to ear when he hit send on that.
This might be the funniest one I've ever sent.
He hired a guy to embroider it for him so he could hang it on his wall and just look at it forever.
T-shirts.
He wants a plaque. Well, we're moving on.
Because the star of that show died, so he's moving on up to heaven for the next.
Now I get it.
Here's Beer Mug.
I got an idea for a joke. He's funny.
Oh, my.
Can you just start your car tomorrow morning in your garage and not open the door?
I like it.
I think that's good advice.
Dare you?
Let's get to celebrity birthdays, everyone.
No, only celebrity birthday.
Yeah, it's birthday. Only one celebrity was born today.
Wow.
That's it. One celebrity, Matt LeBlanc, is 45. I hope he celebrates it with his friends. All right.
Come on, Brad. You can't try and make the file. That's not fair. You don't try and make it. The whole point is you're trying to not make it.
You're
playing the wrong game, man.
I'm just trying to take some blame off Beer Mug.
No, it's not going
to
happen.
That's all I'm trying to do. Oh, well. I'm Brad Williams. Follow me on Twitter at FunnyBrad, and I pitter patter on the show.
Adam Carolla joins us later on today's Kevin and Bean Show, and we'll hook you up once again with passes for the U.S. Open of Surfing, including TV on the Radio in concert and the Dirty Heads also playing, not this weekend, but next. You get a chance to see it all. That's coming up here at K-Rock. Let's talk to our friend Joe Maddalena once again here on the Kevin and Bean Show, a man who at 12 realized, hey, people like to buy baseball cards. I think I can make a living doing this, and has been trading in amazing collectibles ever since. Joe, welcome back to the show, my friend. How are you?
How are you? Good. How are you guys?
Very good. Thank
Great.
You.
Great. Joe is the president and CEO of Profiles in History, of course, and he is the he's the guy who just finds everything that people want to sell and puts them together with people who love it. And you got another auction starting on Saturday that has some amazing stuff, right?
Yeah, I'm really excited. Chad and Doug Dreyer are collectors from Santa Barbara, and over the last 15 years, they've amassed like the most amazing popular culture collection you've ever seen, and recently they decided to sell it. So we have stuff from Superman and Batman and Willy Wonka and Star Wars and Star Trek, just everything you can possibly think of.
Speaking of Star Wars, There's a Chewbacca head.
Ah.
The only part of Chewbacca that George Lucas doesn't own. How did they get their hands on this?
Stuart Freeborn created Chewbacca, and he also created Yoda. So he was the one in charge of the look. He worked with Jim Henson Studios to make these. And he had retained this one in his archive with many other pieces, and it's something he had sold the collector many years ago that I've sold and are reselling again. So it came directly from the man who made it, Stuart Freeborn.
No kidding.
He actually applied this to Peter Mayhew's face.
How about that? Now, there must be thousands of Star Wars props, right? And that has to be one of the most collectible movies of all time, I would imagine, Joe.
Yeah, I don't know if there are thousands of them. Real props, there are probably less than 100. You know, I mean, there are thousands and thousands of Star Wars things, but like to get something actually from one of the original three movies, it's pretty rare. I mean, the newer movies, things pop up, but if you wanted like Luke Skywalker's lightsaber or Darth Vader, that stuff's pretty hard to come by. There's only a handful of these in existence. Remember, the first two films were very, very low budget.
Right.
They were made in England. A lot of this stuff just didn't survive production. It was just thrown away.
Looks here like you estimate that the Chewbacca head's going to go between $60,000 and $80,000.
Yeah, and actually, you know, if you think about it in schemes of other things of collecting, I think it's relatively cheap. Like an Action One comic book, the first appearance of Superman, to sell for over $2 million.
Wow. Mm.
It printed thousands of
them. And Superman,
you know?
Christopher Reeve's Superman costume, you say, will go for about the same, $60,000 to $80,000.
Yeah, again, I think that costume should go for over $100,000. We tried to keep the estimates in the Dreyer sale pretty conservative because we wanted to encourage bidding. A lot of these items, they paid much more when they bought them. So.
Are these all for investment purposes? Is that why people buy them?
No, I think that, you know, investment right now seems to be going more into the graded baseball cards, the things that are in plastic holders, things that you can put a grade on. I do think, though, because interest rates are near zero and there's not a lot of safe places to park your money, more people are buying collectibles. It just seems like all the fields, all the dealers I talk to, people just want to own things. They feel safer that, I'll take my own risk. I'll bet on Chewbacca than, you know, Apple, you know, and I think people just think that way.
That's a bizarre way to think.
Joe, you know what I mean? At least they feel like they can at least control their destiny, where when a third person controls it, it's like, at least this, you have the pride of ownership, you can enjoy it, and, you know, it's just a different impulse.
Sure. Joe, you've been dealing in collectibles for decades now. Do you have an obviously science fiction comes to mind. Science fiction, there's always going to be a market for that stuff. But when you go to the movies just for entertainment on the weekend, do you see stuff on the screen that you go, that's something I'd buy if I could? That's something that's going to be worth it in 25 years?
Yeah, it's a problem. Sometimes, you know, I'll try to, like, enjoy the movie. I was fortunate just a few months ago. We worked with Marvel Entertainment, and we sold all of the items from Captain America, the First Avenger. So.
Wow.
I went to the Avengers screening, and it was like I was on emailing Marvel, like, oh, my God, I want that.
Right.
It's very hard because, like, you know, when you see a movie like the Avengers, it's just like, oh, my God. It's, for me, it's like, you know, pop culture candy, everything in that movie.
What about Batman this past weekend? I need that car. I want that car.
I haven't
the
seen
flies.
The movie yet, but from the trailer, I mean, Catwoman's costume, got a complete Christian Bale Batman costume. But I was just recently at Comic-Con just to see the Tumbler. Oh, my God. How would you not want that?
Yeah, that was pretty
right,
cool, too.
Exactly. Yeah. By the way, you can see these items that we're talking about with Joe Maddalena at Profiles in History on Agora Road in Calabasas, and that is going to be starting what time on Saturday if people want to check it out as the auction begins?
11 o'clock. We have 4 days of auction. So Saturday's drier. Sunday, there's 1,000 lots of Disney and Warner Brothers vintage animation. Then Monday and Tuesday, there's another 1,200 lots of vintage Hollywood and television. I mean, we have the dropship from Aliens, things from Predator, Jurassic Park, Stan Winston's archive. I mean, there's so much material.
Can you do it by online?
Online, yeah. You can just go to our website, profilesinhistory.com. You can download the catalog free of charge. You can bid online, real time, anywhere in the world. I mean, there's all different ways to bid. We can accommodate anywhere you want to spend your money.
Sure. Joe, I noticed that one of the items that's up this weekend is a Tribble from Star Trek, from the famous Trouble with Tribbles episode of the 60s TV series. Sure. Back then, people weren't thinking in terms of collectibles. Do those Tribbles survive just because they were taken by people working on the show as a souvenir?
Absolutely. People like Bijo Trumbull, people who are really involved in the production, took things home as souvenirs. There aren't many of them. There are a handful of them in existence, and that's how they come up. Somebody will contact me and say, oh, my dad wrote Trouble with Tribbles, and we have one. We had a mechanical one. They only made one that actually worked, and we sold a mechanical one a few years ago. So, yeah, that's how these things pop up. People call us. Chuck Connors was the Rifleman. That was probably the most popular 50s television show. We have the rifle from the Rifleman. It comes from Chuck Connors'
wow.
son. It was given, you know, by Chuck Connors to his son. His son is selling it. We're selling that next week. So it's that's like a whole television show is based around that iconic rifle.
Now you have the actual suit of Anchorman, the Legend of Ron Burgundy. And I'm just here to say I'm not taking hand-me-downs from Will Ferrell. I love him.
I know,
but I don't want to wear clothes after him.
But that's the fun thing about it. Like, a costume like that's only $2,000 or $3,000. Not everything is $50,000, $100,000. A lot of these things are affordable. We have things from Mike Myers, Austin Powers, and, you know, all these movies that if you're a fan of any of these franchises, you can get into this hobby for a small amount of money. There are a lot of things that cost a few $100s. It's really a fascinating feel. You can get a great script, John Wayne script from the Green Berets for $500. There's a lot of fun things.
It is fun. You're right, and it is fascinating. And so many people love the movies, and to be able to own something that actually appeared on screen is so cool, or something that was owned by or worn by a favorite star. Joe Maddalena has been our guest from profilesinhistory.com. Again, this particular auction we're discussing goes up on Saturday, but it's day after day, week after week. This is year-round for you guys. You always have great stuff up at profilesinhistory.com. Joe, we always love talking to you on the Kevin and Bean Show. Thank you.
Thank you very much, guys. Have a great day.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You know, of course, by the sound of that, that's Green Day. It is the world-famous K-Rock. It's 25 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Oh, Love, that one's called. The new album will be Uno in stores on September the 25th, the first of three new Green Day albums in our future.
I know Bean agrees with me that car chases are the best thing on TV.
He loves them.
He loves them.
I can't hate anything more than I hate car chases.
Oh, they're so exciting and fun.
Stupid.
I would watch
that
for
they
hours.
Put them on television.
I agree. I would watch for hours. Yesterday there was a motorcycle chase, and this motorcyclist, they say in the news report, was going up to 95 miles per hour. No way was that the top speed. Because
he was faster,
he was
yeah.
on the freeway, on the 605, he went on the 5 freeway, and he was making cars looking like they were sitting still. I mean, yeah. he was flying by.
I didn't see any of this, but I heard you and Lisa discussing it as you guys were watching it on TV, and you were estimating that he was going 100, right?
At least. I mean, at least. Here's some of the news coverage.
Now, this is a very dangerous situation, especially for him, being that he's on a motorcycle here. But speed, Steve, up to 100 miles an hour here. Look at him go.
He's over 100 and probably 50.
Wow.
Is this something that you see frequently out here?
Never seen one at this
size.
Not
at this speed.
Although, the one pursuit that we covered where someone got away...
Motorcycle.
It was in a motorcycle.
Yep.
He went into a garage.
Yeah, that didn't happen. He didn't get away.
No.
He pulled into a shopping mall garage, and then he parked his bike and left and got away for the moment. But then his bike was in the garage, and the police found
it. And it wasn't stolen. It was his bike.
Registered to him, so they just got him the next day.
One of the reasons I hate car chases so much, besides the fact that they are the news event that impacts the fewest number of people, that takes up the most amount of time on television,
but they're
instead
so entertaining.
Of things that matter.
You're right. It's really entertaining.
Is that it gives news anchors the opportunity to ad-lib for minutes, sometimes an hour at a time, speculating about things of which they have no knowledge.
Oh, that's true.
It is brutal to have to be the guy in the seat talking about this.
That's why
on.
They shouldn't put it on television, because they don't have anything to say.
But you never know how it's going to end, and this one ended fascinating.
Then film it. Then film it and show the last 20 seconds in the news.
Bean, you love it just like I do. So this guy, this cop on a motorcycle, a CHP officer on a motorcycle, pulls ahead of this guy who's going up to 100 miles an hour and weaving in between traffic. And he's on the right side of a car. And from out of nowhere, the CHP guy pulls his motorcycle right in the way of the guy who's running from the police, jumps off gun drawn.
In other words, he intentionally drives in front of a speeding motorcycle to make that guy stop?
Yes.
No, the
That's
guy had
badass.
Slowed down quite a bit because he got stuck.
He was
stuck
slowing
in
down because of traffic.
Heavy traffic.
But he was probably going 40.
He and probably
you,
was.
And you don't know what that guy's going to do. Maybe he's on, you know... PCP, and he's just going to goose it and just run you down. I mean, that was a bold move. He could have gone around him to the right, but he jumped off, pulled his gun out. The guy kind of laid down his bike, and he got arrested. And they put him in the back of the car with his motorcycle helmet still on. Here's the end of it.
Here comes the CHP.
Oh,
look at
boy.
This.
Oh, no.
Let's see what happens here. This is a very dangerous situation. You don't know if he's armed. He's putting out his hand. He's down.
He's down.
Look at that. What a courageous move by that CHP officer there. Very, very dangerous. You have no idea what you're dealing with. He came against traffic there, dropped the bike there, and wow, in custody.
It was actually the most interesting man in the world that was riding the CHP motorcycle.
Well, when we were watching this thing, Lisa pointed out yesterday, once the helicopter gets shot on you, it's almost impossible to get away no matter what you're driving, right? Because they can follow you.
Yeah.
And even if you go into a garage or into a parking lot or something like that, they're going to be able to know where you are.
This guy was going so fast, we didn't see any police cars.
We didn't see
any police motorcycles either. I don't know how they hid that guy. But.
So then we started talking about the Kevin and Bean listeners. And if there's one thing we know about our people, it's that they do everything they can to get away from the police. And if you're on a motorcycle, that is your best shot, right? Because the police car can't follow you. You can go up a hill. You can get off the road. You can go through a parking lot where a car can't go. I mean, that really is the way to go if you're trying to evade the law.
Yeah,
right.
If you can get away before they get the helicopter
the key.
You have a pretty good chance.
Now, I know it's sounds like we're encouraging this.
We're
it's a bad
not.
Idea.
It's dangerous. You'll probably die
you
doing it.
You could easily die. You could easily kill somebody. Yeah. But if you have been on a motorcycle and you've gotten away from the police, we have taken calls like this before, and it's shocking how many people get away because they can do it in the first minute or so before the helicopter gets
up. Yeah, it really is. You got to react instantly.
But the motorcycle, like we say, is the one that it seems like they get away a little bit more than cars just because police cars can follow cars.
Right.
Police cars cannot follow motorcycles. So 1-800-520-1067, if you've ever gotten away from the police or tried to get away from the police on a motorcycle, how did it go? This dude ran into a badass CHP officer. Just pulled in front of him, yanked out his gun, jumped off his bike, and it was over in 5 seconds.
Yeah, that guy laid down his bike, and then it was just on him.
It was crazy.
And cuffing him, like, instantly.
I don't know who that guy was. He's a superhero of some kind. But we'll take your calls, 1-800-520-1067, next on the Kevin.
Comedian Brad Williams joins us again about 15 minutes or so here on the Kevin Bean Show, filling in for Ralph Garman in the Showbiz Beat. Right now, we're talking about that high-speed motorcycle chase that ended in a CHP arrest yesterday, Indiana Street, East Los. You know what's interesting? And I hadn't seen this until this article this morning. He was being pursued, Kevin, for speeding and failure to yield.
How about that?
Why would you bring all of what the charges are going to be now in terms of reckless, you know, reckless driving and everything else? Why would you bring all of that on you if all you're out for is speeding and failing to yield? It's not like he was on the run for arson or murder or kidnapping
or
something
know,
like that.
But you don't know the rest of his story. Maybe he's on parole. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
That's true.
Maybe
true.
He's got other more serious charges. Maybe there's a warrant for his arrest. Who knows?
Maybe he's about to lose his license.
Maybe he's just on PCP.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we asked for Kevin and Bean listeners who have escaped the police on motorcycles. And naturally, all the lines are full. So why don't we start with, let's start with Joe. He's on line five. And a quick reminder to all advertisers listening, these are the quality of people you can meet with your products if you advertise on the Kevin and Bean Show here on K-Rock. Joe, thanks for calling. You got away on a bike, right?
Well, it was actually my buddy and I were on a bike. He was driving. We're on PCH in Huntington about 11 o'clock at night, and he gets in a race with another bike. So me, being the good guy riding bitch, decides to hold on tight. We take off, and...
Bet you held on tight.
I did. pulled the hole. And anyway, we win the race, so the helicopter decides to chase us. So he's got the spot fire, whatever it is, the light on.
Oh, so you already had the helicopter on you when you started.
Oh, well, we had no idea.
Okay.
He was above us and was just waiting for us to be stupid. So we took off, and we won the race and ended up down at Brookhurst Street, took off up Brookhurst with the light on us. For some reason, they must have got ahead of us or something, because the light went off us. And right at that point, my buddy shut the bike off, and there's no lights in. So he cruises and coasts into this apartment complex, parks between these two buildings, and we run into this park next door, and then the light comes on again. And we're hiding under this tree for
now
like
you're just making
minutes.
Out under the tree.
Well, yeah. Why not? You know,
it's been so exciting.
So you've dumped the bike at this point, and it's just you guys on foot. But, of course, the helicopter above is looking for a motorcycle. So
that's correct. And, you know, he called top bunk, you know, at the jail,
sure.
Of course.
Sure.
So, we waited about 15 minutes, heard the sirens, and everything kind of settled down, so we just walked about 4 miles home and picked up the bike the next day.
There you go.
Wow. There you go. That's the way to do it. That's the beauty of being on a motorcycle and not in a car. Thank you very much for the call.
But don't do it. We're not saying do it. We're saying that's the dangerous thing to do.
Right.
You probably won't get away, and you'll get in way more trouble.
There you go.
Let's go to Joe. He's on line eight. Joe's got a story that has him on a motorcycle, guys, at 120 miles an hour.
Yeah, that's not surprising.
Body donor.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, how's it going?
Very good, thank you.
Why were you running?
Well, I wasn't running. I was just, you know, you got a bike, you got to let it run. So I was on the 5 freeway just doing about 90, and all of a sudden I see a cop on the right between, you know, underneath the bridge at Los Feliz. And so I'm like, uh-oh. So I hammer it. See the lights go on? I hit the bridge between the 5 and the 2 at about 120, just throw that thing down on the ground. I lived in Echo Park. So basically that was 3 exits off the freeway. So I'm jamming down the 2. I don't see the cop. I'm going down the freeway. All of a sudden, I see his lights pop up as he's turning around on the turn. Hit the street, turn up, throw the bike in the garage. I hear the siren go,
right by your house.
Down Alvarado.
Wow.
Joe, was it, would it have only have been a speeding ticket if he had pulled you over and that was enough to make you want to get the hell out of there?
Yeah, but when you have a suspended license, not good to get pulled
over. Oh, here we go.
Suspended license.
There's always more.
Like you were saying, Kevin, there's a backstory sometimes on why they decided to run.
Thank you, Joe.
All right. Wow, how about that? Let's try James now. If James is to be believed, he was even going faster than Joe was. James, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What happened?
Hey, yeah, I was going on the 10 doing about 160, and I see a CHP officer turn on his lights.
Okay, wait. If you don't mind my butting in. You were going 160 before the chase?
Before the chase, yeah.
Okay.
I just wanted to see how fast my bike could go.
What kind of bike do you have, or did you
have? It was a KTM RC8.
It was a moped?
So, no.
I had no idea you could go 160.
Yeah, on the right bikes. So the cop sees you and turns on his lights.
Yeah.
And
how
what?
Do you see the cop at 160? How do you see anything?
In the mirror has a tiny little light blur.
Right.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And he turned it on, left it on for about 30, 25 seconds, and then turned them off.
So he just went, you know what? Not in the mood. Go away.
Yeah. Well, he kind of had a figure that he wasn't going to catch me.
Yeah. Right, because his car...
Yeah, he just dropped back, and then I got off, parked the bike in some bushes in a park, and left my helmet, my jacket, and walked away.
There you go.
James, did you ever go that fast again, or did you get it out of your system that night?
He went again. I've gone a little bit faster than that.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. A guy that wants to go 160 does not stop after once.
Thank you, just seems like that's the kind of thing, I don't know, you go out to the desert on the weekend and just go as fast as you want, I guess. But
yeah,
maybe that's not as much fun. All right, we got to get Isidro in. He's on line 7. This has a great ending, this story. Isidro, thank you for calling the Kevin DeBean Show, talking about high-speed motorcycle chases. You were part of one, right?
Yes, I was. I actually did a year in prison for it.
A year in jail.
Wow.
Are you kidding?
Was the helicopter involved?
Yeah, this is a new haul. It was my cousin's great idea to pick up his girlfriend and her friend for a double date. So we're doing about 80 the whole way down, and we're going toward, we pass Six Flags Magic Mountain, and we see a CHP park on the side. But we floor it, we burst it. So about 5 minutes later, that's when we see the highway patrol parked ahead, and then they give chase on us.
Ah, so he called ahead, okay.
Way. And as you're going uphill, you could speed up on the bike.
Sure.
So we're doing about 140 already, and then we see the rest of the cops coming up to us.
Oh.
No.
Do you mind my asking, you had the dates that you were picking up at the time, or no?
No, they were waiting for us. We're from Pacoima Palisades, if you're familiar with that area.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how upset you'd be if you were getting picked up for a date, and now you're in a high-speed chase?
They're calling us, and they're like, who's that? I go, that's my date. They're like, you want me to pick up and tell her I'm coming? I go, yeah, that'd be pretty cool. You
the
know?
Cop did?
Yeah, but he just called, my sister called me, and it wasn't them. And where are you guys at? We're kind of inside the police car right now.
So, a year in jail.
Why did they give you so much time just for evading arrest?
Because they charged me, because there was a real comment at that time in summer. They got me for reckless evading, disregard for public safety, and because we had the helicopter up for 20 minutes. And they had the roadblock.
You must have been
shocked. And one of us had to take the blame, they said. So one of you that has to go down for it. So
what? Wait a minute. They gave you both the choice for one of you to go down and one not?
Because I lied. My cousin took off. He got off on a pro blossom, and the helicopter landed in front of him, and he was done with it.
Yeah.
But I told him I didn't know who he was. I thought he got away. And when we go to the police station, they're like, oh, by the way, we caught your cousin. I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, yeah, your friend? The one you said you didn't know? He says he's your cousin.
Wow.
And that was the end of it. So,
How did you end up having to be the one to serve a year in jail?
Because I ran from them a month ago, too. But they didn't have me on camera. And I went to my aunt's house, and they flew by, and they saw my motorcycle on the ground. If you stop and you drop your motorcycle on the lawn, a cop will fly by and miss it. And you can just walk into the house and take off your helmet.
Sure.
And they can't do anything about it because they don't know you were the one riding it.
Yeah,
that's right.
But then eventually, they did find out it was me, but they dropped the charges. So, but they had my record, though. They know I already got a raid.
What do you mean they dropped the charges? How'd you get a year in jail, then?
Because of all the charges, this was my second one, and they said I was fine, which I wasn't, but my eyes were red. Like, you could do 160.
I just met you. I just met you on the phone, and I'm telling you, you were high.
And should have gone to jail.
He's high now. All right, Isidro, thank you very much for the call. We appreciate it. Go Raiders. We're going to talk to a guy who runs a company coming up next after the top of the hour here on the Kevin DeBean Show, who has lots of ideas for ways that you can make money at home.
Prostitution.
All right. Nope. Well, that may be one of them. We'll have to find out. I'm probably the best paying of all of them, but we'll see what he's got for us for people who are underemployed or unemployed. That's coming up on the Kevin DeBean Show. First, though, our friend Brad Williams in studio, filling in for Ralph Garman on the Showbiz Beat. Brad is on Twitter @FunnyBrad. You can see him at the Ice House in Pasadena the weekend of August 10th, IceHouseComedy.com for tickets. What's going on, dude?
It looked like you stole a midget pants.
Love it. I got my pants on today. Yeah. Let's get to showbiz news. You know, too many times in showbiz, we talk a little smack. Someone is an a-hole. Someone didn't tip. Someone's cheating on someone else.
Right.
But this is a great story, and we should talk about it. Christian Bale, yesterday, actually visited the victims of the tragic shooting in Aurora, Colorado. And I think one of the best parts about it is he didn't publicize it. He didn't tell them he was coming. He didn't bring a publicist. He didn't bring a photographer to make sure he got pictures of him with the No, he just showed up because it's the right thing to do. And the only reason why we know about it is because the victims that he visited started tweeting about it.
Tweeting pictures with him.
Yeah, and saying, how great is this? Christian Bale just showed up.
That's crazy.
And, just an incredibly great gesture, and I'm sure made those people's days. And kudos to you, Christian Bale.
I agree. He's amazing.
That doesn't really happen where they say, I don't want press.
Right.
Don't do it.
Right. And that's what reportedly he did. He showed up and said, I don't know. Don't talk about this. Just this is for you guys. And it's just nice to see that someone in Hollywood isn't a complete egomaniac.
Should we bring the cameras?
No! No!
Yeah, it was kind of rude, I thought, when he started screaming at the gunshot victim.
Seriously, man, you and me, we're done professionally.
Yeah, he knew that they were fans of his because they had gone to see his movie. And that's what makes it extra special. It wasn't just like it was some, you know, random, there's no association there. I mean, they're Christian Bale fans.
Did he talk normally, or could they not understand him?
It was terribly tragic what happened to you. I will find this person.
I hope I'll bring back.
I will bring them to justice. I'm Batman.
What the f*** is it with you? What don't you f***ing understand?
I just think that's mean if somebody's already been shot. Somebody start berating them.
That's a pretty cool thing.
Absolutely. But now, let's get back to the more scandalous news of the day. Did Kristen Stewart cheat on Robert Pattinson? Oh my goodness! Twilight fans everywhere immediately dropped their 17 cats and went right to the internets today to talk about this and see if it's true. Us Weekly is reporting that Kristen Stewart was caught cheating on Robert Pattinson with Snow White and the Huntsman director Rupert Sanders. Rupert is 41. He is married. Mm. He has two children.
But she's hot enough that that's worth the risk.
Oh, wait.
What are we not understanding about her?
I don't know. We're missing something entirely.
You know what? For me, it's kind of like the Chelsea Handler thing where she keeps getting millionaires and like 50 Cent starts dating Chelsea Handler and the president of E dates
her. Don't get it.
It's like she must have something.
I don't know what
it is. It's like she lines her vagina with heroin.
That could be.
That's what she does.
That could be.
Heroin vagina.
Now, and this isn't just one of those deals where somebody just put celebrity A with celebrity B. I mean, they have photos of them making out. So at least that happened, right?
Yeah. This is not, I believe yesterday there were stories about, like, when is he going to propose? He wants to propose. That's just them filling space because they have nothing else. This is actually, they have, quote unquote, you know, proof that this went down. Kristen Stewart is saying that it wasn't a long affair. It was just a one-time deal. She made a mistake, but now, I mean, they've got the new movie coming out. They got a tour together. They got to be on those press junkets together.
Yeah.
Who knows what's going to happen in that
but
situation.
But they're at Comic-Con together. Did this come out after Comic-Con or before?
Yeah, this just came out.
Yeah.
This is Comic-Con.
But I mean, the movie's already out.
No. There's another one coming up.
Yeah.
The last one where she's
her
a vampire.
Eyes are red.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean them. I'm sorry. I was thinking of the director of...
No, them.
I am brain dead today, ignore me.
It's all right. But, yeah, a very scandalous story. We'll see what develops with that. And, man, you're 40. And it's not like his wife, Rupert Sanders, he's married to a model. It's not that he's married to the Schwarzenegger maid or something like that.
Does he know that it was Kristen Stewart?
I don't know.
Is it too dark?
Directed her in a movie for a long time. Maybe. I don't know. Let's get to celebrity birthdays. Oh, the Kevin and Bean fans were mad at me last hour.
Why?
I had only said that the only celebrity birthday today was Matt LeBlanc at age 45.
Yeah, that's what we thought. All we thought had a birthday today.
No, I got mad hate on my Twitter. People, what about Alana Douglas? She's 47 today.
I like
but
her.
Yeah, she's good.
She's a good actress.
Yeah.
Oh, Ileana Douglas? Is that who you're talking about?
Oh, yeah. Ileana Douglas. Sorry.
Yeah, she's a good actress.
I mispronounced that name. And then get that bell ready for lots of dings because Tara Patrick, star Tara Patrick.
Yeah. She's a good one. That.
She's a good one. Is 36 today. We apologize for missing that, but we got it in. I think that's the...
So to speak?
Yeah, I think that's the title of Tara Patrick's last movie. And I'm Brad Williams. Follow me on Twitter at FunnyBrad. And I'm Pitter Patter on the Showbiz.
10 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Later this hour, in less than 30 minutes from right now on the Kevin and Bean Show, we'll give you a chance to rub shoulders with Jessica Biel, Colin Farrell, Ethan Hawke, Bryan Cranston, Kate Beckinsale, talking about the world premiere on the red carpet with the stars of Total Recall. You can win those tickets coming up right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Adam Carolla next hour, too. So I had an interesting article the other day online, Kevin, about people who are increasingly finding work out of their houses. And I thought, how's that for best case scenario? Like, you're already, it's already tough enough to find a job. Now you can not only find a job that pays well, but you can do it from home. It sounds like a win-win.
That always struck me as scammish. Either you're sending it out like junk email, or you're
trained at home to be a medical billing specialist,
whatever,
and then there's really no work doing that.
It really just sounded like it was all scams.
Yeah, to
me
too.
I was interested in finding out more about it, so I asked producer Dave if he could line up somebody from the authority on working at home, and it is Rat Race Rebellion, ratracerebellion.com, and Michael Herron is the co-founder, and he joins us on the Kevin Avine Show right now. Hey, Michael, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you this morning?
I play Rat Race Rebellion on my PS3.
it does sound like a video game, doesn't it, Michael?
No, it's a little bit more than that, but it's a good site. We got a lot of jobs up there.
I know you do, and there are so many different things that I hadn't even thought about. Let's address what Kevin's concern was first thing, which is that most of the work-at-home things that he's come across online seem like they might be a scam. Is that a big problem in your industry?
Absolutely. Yeah, Kevin has put his finger on something. There's a 60-to-1 scam ratio out there. When you Google work-at-home or similar phrases, you'll chances are you're going to hit scams. That's why you have to be careful.
60-to-1? How do you even wade through that to know which ones are legitimate and worth following up on?
Well, there are red flags. For example, you know, if you're going to be if you're offered a lot of money for very little work, or it says no experience necessary, $1,500 a day. You see a lot of what we call bikinis, Benjamins, and beaches, where you have a lot of $100 bills flashing across the screen.
Right.
I mean, after a while, you get a feel for these things, but you do have to be careful. It's been an issue for the work at home movement because telework has taken off like a skyrocket since the internet has spread across the land. We've got iPhones and iPads and the rest of it, but the scammers are still out there, so you have to be on guard.
Okay, now one of the things you mentioned was if they're offering you a good job without experience, but there are a lot of legitimate jobs that you can learn to do from home as well, right?
Absolutely, yes. In fact, we've posted over 18,000 of them to our website in the past few years. So
18,000?
Yeah, you've got Apple hiring people from home, iTunes advisors, you've got Amazon. It runs the gamut.
Oh, so it's like customer service position?
Some of them are tech troubleshooting type positions, but the customer service positions in general have really taken off. I mean, there are thousands of those available.
Do you have to talk like you're in India?
No, you don't.
Hello, my name is Bob.
No, actually, this is what's called the home shoring movement, where those jobs are coming back from India and they're going to homes in the United States.
All right.
I had an occasion the other day, Michael, where I had to call the people who run my home alarm security system. I needed to make some adjustment on a keypad or restart or something like that. I don't remember. And the tech person that I talked to, it was around 7 o'clock at night or something, was at his kid's birthday party, at his house, at his kid's birthday party. And I was expecting him to be in some sort of a, office somewhere downtown, and he was just at his house. And it sounds like, I mean, I guess it makes a lot of sense for businesses. It's cheaper for them to not have to pay for a place that you drive to and they put you up.
So
right?
he said, absolutely. Can you hold on for a minute?
Happy birthday.
Let's talk about some of these jobs. Well, first of all, why don't I start with what people are wondering as they're listening to us on the interview, which is where's the real money? Like, what's the big money that is available to people who want to work legitimately at home?
Well,
it's got to just be phone sex, right?
Prostitution.
The phone sex jobs, as I understand it, I don't know that much about the sector, but I understand that they do pay pretty well. But maybe you want to cover those in a separate interview.
That's not your specialty?
No, that's not mine.
All right.
Anyway, let's see. Well, that would be launching your own business. So if you're self-employed, chances are you're going to make more money. But I would say, I mean, typically if you're offering home-based office support, for example, and you're working for a startup that's taking off, then you can bill, $25, $50 bucks an hour, and then you can subcontract to people doing that, and you pay them $15 an hour, and you keep the difference. So there are these various models that you can use to get to the big money.
What about, you mentioned teachers and tutors. What kinds of things could you do from home in that area?
Oh, gosh, that ranges from helping people in Asia with conversational English down to helping kids with their homework in the United States.
I could help people in Asia with their English.
Yes.
That is scary. Yep.
That's my strength.
For example, there are business people who would like to be, who would like to be able to speak English better. And so you can go online and help them speak English just conversationally. You don't have to have teaching experience for that.
Right up my alley.
Interesting. Now, you mentioned mystery shopper, which is something that I think of as being you go into a store and buy something and then write a little report about how you're treated or what the customer service was like. But that's something you can do at home as well?
That's generally home-based, and so you can do those. You can do phone-based transactions and get paid for those. But in general, you'll be getting out of the house and going to local stores and things like that. But you can do them virtually. But most of those are visiting stores physically.
What?
But you have to be really careful with that sector because the scammers are all over that.
Sure.
So if you go to a site like NARMS.com, you'll find legitimate mystery shopping.
What is the, let's say, the two or three biggest, most solid, well-paying jobs that you could tell people about?
Oh, gosh. Well, I mean, there's always the telehealth sector where, you know, people are working as everything from nurses to radiologists to medical coders and that sort of thing. And those pay quite well. I mean, if you're a home-based radiologist, you'll be pulling down six figures. But and lawyers, too, are starting to work from home. But in general,
explain to me how a radiologist works from home.
Well, they receive the I know it's a strange animal, but they receive the X-rays digitally, and so they can look at them from home screens, and then they report back to the hospital or doctor on what they've seen.
But if you're a radiologist, you already have a job, right?
Yes. Well, although some of them, as I understand it, are working independently. So
I see.
But you know, they're getting paid quite well.
Okay.
The nurses too are making good money from home. As they call them triage nurses, where somebody calls in and says, you know, I've got an ache in my elbow. What's my problem? And they kind of ballpark it over the phone and make a referral.
See, my mom could do that. She was a nurse her whole life, but every time I asked her any advice about any kind of injury, she'd say, "I don't know," and I'd go, "What do you do for a living? You're a nurse." Or what else besides the health industry?
Oh, let's see. Well, I would say you can be an online moderator, for example. You know, a lot of companies are going on Facebook now, and they're trying to get in touch with their customers, but they really don't know exactly how to handle that. And so people pop up on Facebook, and they're making all kinds of comments about a brand, and they need moderators. So,
oh, I see.
Interesting.
Yep.
It does sound like, and you put your finger right on it there. This is the voice of Michael Herron from RatRaceRebellion.com. We're talking about ways to work at home and make money, particularly in this tough economy. You mentioned the Internet kind of has changed everything. I mean, you can't really tell where the other person on the other side of the Internet is. They could be at home, and they could be in their office. It sounds like if you've got any kind of tech skills or savvy, or you can write – it sounds like that's the perfect kind of job to do in your pajamas, right?
Yes, and I would say those jobs are definitely opening up. In fact, I think there may even be more jobs opening up in the work from anywhere movement than there are in the brick and mortar world.
That makes sense. Well, I'm glad we got a chance to at least have you on for a minute and get the name out there of RatRaceRebellion.com, because I'm sure you, just like us, Michael, run into so many people who are unemployed or underemployed and just kind of need to shake it up and come up with some new ideas. It sounds like your site's a great place to start.
Well, thanks for having me on.
You bet. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Adam Carolla coming up in a few minutes here on the Kevin Abeen Show. And as mentioned, you can be on the red carpet of the world premiere of Total Recall. In fact, we're going to open up the phone lines right now at 1-800-520-1067. You get to see it on Wednesday the 1st. It's in theaters Friday the 3rd. So this is next week we're talking about with the stars. This time, you know, we've been talking a lot about the ladies, talking a lot about Kate Beckinsale and Jessica Biel both being in the film. This time we're looking for Colin Farrell fans, because Colin Farrell is the star of this film.
Sure.
So if you're a fan of his and you want to play a game, we got it for you coming up next here on the Kevin Abeen Show. Call now. Good luck.
I don't know why I find prank calls so funny, but I do. And I used to make them all the time.
It's because you're a child.
Jimmy Kimmel and I used to do it all the time, and we would know that it was the other one because I would say my name was Jimmy, and he would say his name was Kevin.
What did you call? What kind of prank calls did you guys make?
We would call radio stations, mostly radio stations. We called and we would prank Matt Money Smith probably once a week for a while when he was on the air. I don't know why.
Wasn't there a CNN live show that was on right after we got off the air back in the 90s or something that we used to call to?
Those were our meetings. They had live phone-ins on CNN, and we would go into a meeting with our boss, and then we would sit there and we'd say, yeah, we have a serious question about the economic health of a country in Africa, and then they would put us on hold, and then we would just prank them. And we thought that was the funniest thing in the world. So there's two or three videos up of CNBC. No, I'm sorry. What channel is it? C-SPAN.
C-SPAN.
I never watch C-SPAN.
C-SPAN.
It's the most boring channel in the world.
How does a prankster even think of C-SPAN?
Well, because they take live calls. And they don't have a screener, it doesn't seem like.
Okay.
So basically anyone can get through. And this is a montage of all of these crank calls that you can hear if you want to go to KevinAndBean.com.
And we should mention C-SPAN, by the way, the most boring channel. They're only talking about politics. That's all they do. That's what C-SPAN exists for, is to cover the House and the Senate, right? And all of their shows are talking about super boring things with super boring hosts who have no sense of humor. And the other beauty about calling television is you get to see their face when they realize that you've just pranked them. And that happens time and time again in these videos.
They're protesting all over Europe against this. You know, all I have to say to them is that, you know, I'm an American and I can my own.
Man.
And then what do you do with that if you're the host on C-SPAN?
And the guys on C-SPAN, and I only know this because I watch these videos, are barely paying attention. They're bored with their own show. They're moving papers around and reading stuff, and it's just absurd.
Savannah, Georgia, you're next. Good morning.
Boy, the callers are really fired up this morning.
Now, I like this guy because he's kind of playing to the host's strength. Like, oh, yeah, that guy was crazy, but now I have something important to say.
I just want to say I have a really big so I can suck my
and then he got hung up on.
Now, see, this particular host, he just doesn't say anything. He just moves on to the next call. He doesn't get all flustered or anything. Like, he just ignores it.
Now, here is an ambassador to another country. And who knows? I wasn't paying attention, but it doesn't matter.
Toronto, Ontario, you're next up with the ambassador. Hello.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Jawad. My question is, do you have a big
man, I can't believe that guy got back on. Norocco. California.
Hold on.
Yeah, it's Norco, California.
Sorry.
She was so flustered.
Sorry.
She was so flustered she said Norocco.
Now, your topic wasn't your giant penis, though, right? That's not what you were calling about. That seems
it
to be
certainly could have been.
That seems to be the theme of these videos, is that's the exciting thing for them is to try to get that on the air.
It's somehow the worst case scenario for somebody who's talking about politics in the most boring way possible. Mm-hmm. They do not want to have that kind of conversation. But this is funny, too.
Yeah, I'm all for democracy. You know, I think, like, you know, we got these celebrities running around like, you know, Sheryl Crow and Kim Basinger and Susan Sarandon, Robin Rosinski. They should all be, you know, sprayed down with my.
That guy just hung up on him. So the longer you go, by the way, that's a better prank call. Because that guy's, you know, having a conversation. The host has by now tuned out because he doesn't care what the guy's saying.
So you can get more in.
Exactly.
Okay. Washington, hello.
Yes, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
My name is Iqbal Ban Nutsack.
All right. If you say your last name is Nutsack, that's a red flag. It's not a real call.
I love you
too.
I hope this doesn't bother you, but I've been imagining what you look like naked.
That was that ambassador guy again.
What does he think of us, this ambassador guy?
I don't know.
So embarrassing.
Why does C-SPAN take live calls? I can't.
That's a great question.
Mr. Murphy, I was just wondering if you feel that there's a resemblance.
Caller, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Do you feel that there's a resemblance between your and the hair on your head?
My God.
Good morning, Brian. And, thank you for C-SPAN.
Welcome.
When did you lose your virginity?
What do you mean?
How old were you?
I'm not about to answer that question.
When you lost your virginity. When did you get...
Hey, thanks. Nice to hear from you. Always good to hear our callers when they're like that.
I can't believe you kept him on that long.
Here's my favorite one.
Austin, you're on the air. Good morning. We're doing open phones.
Am I on the air?
Yep. Thanks.
First he checks if he's on the air. Right. And then the guy actually just goes, thanks.
Austin, you're on the air. Good morning. We're doing open phones.
Am I on the air?
Yep. Thanks.
Next week, it's all about the Total Recall Wednesday night. It's the world premiere with the stars at the Grauman's Chinese Theater in Hollywood. You get to be there with Kate Beckinsale, with Jessica Biel, Bill Nye, Bryan Cranston, and, of course, the great Colin Farrell. Colin Farrell is back with Total Recall. We're giving away some tickets right now at 1-800-520-1067 with a game we like to call Total Recallin.
Total Recallin. That's the game we're playing. That's what's happening. Total Recallin. What was that movie that Colin was in? What was he in? Total Recallin. Oh, yeah!
Thank you, Omar.
Thank you, Omar.
I was
surprised. I didn't count it, but I think Colin Farrell, who is still a young man in my mind, has been in like 50 movies. Insane how much this dude has worked over the past few years.
He's been in a lot of little ones, though, too. I mean,
he has. Yeah. And some of his best movies, you know, like Tigerland and In Bruges, those were great, great movies, not a big audience, but he was tremendous. And I mean, the guy's a terrific actor.
Yeah.
But we're going to be talking to Colin Farrell fans here, Kevin. I am going to describe the movie that stars Colin Farrell. All they have to do is come up with the title of the film, and they win tickets to see Mr. Farrell live in person next week. How about that?
All right. It's a world premiere of Total Recall. Megan is on the line. Hi, Megan.
Hello.
Hi, Megan. Thanks for calling and listening. In this movie, Colin Farrell stars with Tom Cruise, a science fiction thriller set in the year 2054, where criminals are arrested before they commit their crimes. What's that movie called?
Minority Report.
There you go. That's how easy it is.
Nice. Hold on. You win the tickets. Let's go to Dwayne. Hello, Dwayne.
Morning, boys.
All right, listen up. Jason Bateman, Jason Sudeikis, and Charlie Day play three miserable working stiffs.
What?
Yes, it is.
Wow. Take it easy.
Horrible Bosses indeed from last year. Congratulations. You're going to the red carpet world premiere of Total Recall.
Nicely done. Let's move along to Nick. Hi, Nick.
Hi, how's it going?
Well, we're two for two, so if you miss, you'll be the first.
Yeah, you're going to look really bad if you don't get this
no
one, man.
Pressure.
Colin Farrell stars along Jeremy Renner as a young special weapons and tactics team member in this big screen remake of a 1970s TV series.
Well, you already gave me the answer. It's SWAT.
Yeah, Special Weapons and Tactics. Nice
wow.
catch. Way to go.
Bean, was it yesterday in the meeting after the show that I told you no one would win?
I believe that was your
zero
opinion, yes.
Zero people would get them. Now we have all of them. Phil, hi.
Yeah.
You got to support me here. You got to miss one.
Completely different from the last question. In this movie, Colin Farrell stars alongside Jamie Foxx as a young police detective in this big screen remake of a 1980s TV series.
Oh.
Thank you. Thank you, Phil.
I'm not going to be any help on that, am I?
Nope.
Oh, we were looking for Miami Vice. Colin Farrell in Miami Vice. Remember from a couple of years ago. Thanks for playing, though.
All right, one guy missed. Let's go to Kim. Hi, Kim.
Hi.
Kim, you love that Colin Farrell. He's pretty dreamy, right?
He is, yeah.
Be honest.
Right.
Did you see his sex tape?
No.
Okay.
Really? Oh, you got to check out the ball
fro. I didn't know he had one.
Oh, you got to check out the ball fro.
He does. He's got a large fro down there.
All right, here's your question. In this Marvel Comics movie, Colin plays a super assassin named Bullseye. He throws knives as he tries to defeat a blind superhero played by Ben Affleck. What movie?
Pretty recent.
Seen it, and I know it.
Oh, we were looking for Daredevil. Daredevil was the name of that film, Kim. Thanks for
sorry.
Playing. Kevin, we were doing well till you spoke up. Way to go.
Let's go to Lee. Hi, Lee.
Hey there. Hey, Lee Smith.
Hello.
I'm sorry. I forgot from Omar's jingle. What's this game called? I don't remember.
Total Recall.
That's right. Colin Farrell jumps on a New York City public telephone to make a call to his mistress in this film. He gets stuck there for the next hour and a half when Kiefer Sutherland calls and tells him he'll be shot dead if he hangs up. What's that film called? Phone Booth it is. Way to go.
Nicely done.
Got four down, one more to go.
All right. Let's go to Ryan. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Ryan, good luck. In this Oliver Stone-directed epic, Colin plays one of history's most successful military leaders, ruling most of Asia and the Middle East by the time he's 25 and known far and wide as the Great.
Alexander.
Yes,
you gave it away with the
great.
Totally did. Gave it away with all of them. I'm trying to get people to win Colin Farrell tickets. You're going to be on the red carpet world premiere next Wednesday. The movie comes out on Friday. TotalRecall.com. Thanks for playing.
Total Recall.
Manuel Guevara from Los Angeles will be seeing the Red Hot Chili Peppers doing That Song and Others at their sold-out August Staples Center shows, and we might be calling Mr. Guevara tomorrow. I guess Friday instead is going to be the grand prize drawing for destination number 4 of the K-Rock Road Trip USA 2012. That's the band again in Austin, Texas. Pretty good deal. Brad Williams is here in for Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beat again this hour. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning. And I tried to ignore this story yesterday. I kind of pushed it to the side, but it's gotten to the point where I just have to talk about it.
All right.
What's going on with these crazy Jacksons? They nuts.
Well, yeah, what's
that,
new?
That whole family's crazy.
Okay.
Well, the whole story about Catherine is over
yeah,
now.
That right.
Mom
weird.
Was gone.
I'll try to recap what's happened in the last 48 hours.
All right.
The family was feuding over the estate of Michael Jackson about money. Who's going to get it? Where is it going to go? Who's going to watch the kids? There's actually surveillance camera footage of family members, Janet included, in heated arguments outside the family compound. Alleged physicalness going on, some shoving, some slapping, some stuff going on. And then they were scared, so they shipped the mother off to a spa in Arizona. But they didn't tell all the family members that they shipped her there. So some family members thought she was kidnapped. So then they called the police. This sounds like a storyline on Days of Our Lives.
It does, yeah.
And then the mom is back today. And now they're talking about who's going to watch the kids and who's going to get the money. This is a crazy story.
Now, some of the Jacksons, some of the lesser-known ones, kids of, like, Jermaine and stuff like that, are trying to get custody of Paris and Blanket, right?
Right.
Because they're trying to wrench the kids away from Katherine Jackson, who right now is their conservator, I guess, because they're trying to get some of Michael's money. Is that what's happening here?
I believe that's what's going on, and that's why they shipped her
this
off.
It's a mess.
Michael's money is going to his own kids. So
he's going to his kids. So whoever has the kids controls the money.
And right now, Katherine Jackson has the kids.
I got you.
So
and this this fight that you talked about, I mean, yeah, you're right. There was some hitting and some slapping going on. But one of the things, I mean, I saw a video of Janet Jackson trying to get the phone away from Paris Jackson because she was the one who was tweeting about, I don't know where my grandma is. You know? I mean, it was just a mess.
Oh my God.
And there's people online picking sides. Like, I side with Randy. I side with Catherine. It's like, when you're picking a Jackson, that's like saying, hey, AIDS, not as bad as Ebola. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like,
it's all bad.
It's all bad.
Yeah.
But
all
no
bad.
One's with Tito, though, right?
No. Hell no. All I'm saying is, this is an election year. Obama, you want to get your ratings up? Predator drone.
I like it.
Predator drone.
Hellfire missile.
Exactly. SEAL Team 6, send him in. Romney's done. You do that, it's over, Rock. Someone just do something to the Jacksons. We talked about celebrity birthdays, how there are so few today. Apparently, it was Jennifer Lopez's birthday yesterday. She had a great birthday.
Why, how?
Because her boy toy, Casper Smart, was photographed early in the day walking out of a sex shop.
Oh.
So, yeah, okay. With a bag of goodies.
Oh.
All right. Mm. So, yes, apparently she threw a party and then a little bit of fun that night from her 25-year-old boy toy.
Oh, my God. Is it really that big?
Apparently. All right. And then no one wants to judge on television anymore. Nope. Sharon Osbourne has, I guess, quit America's Got Talent. She's out. She announced via Twitter that she was no longer going to be a judge on the popular NBC show. And NBC reportedly had no idea this was coming.
That's a nice way to let them know.
Yeah. They just found out on Twitter.
Well, that's a lot of times how people find out that they get fired.
Yeah, true.
So why not?
Yeah. Rumor has it that it might have been because the show had to move to New York City to accommodate Howard Stern. And that's one of the reasons why she's quitting. She sent out a tweet to Howard Stern saying, Howard, I didn't quit because of the money. I quit because .. And she didn't finish it. So everyone's trying to like...
Oh, so she sent that to Howard?
Yes,
well,
but
he must know.
In a public realm.
Yeah.
Probably because it's him. Yeah,
yeah, that's what people are reporting, that maybe it's Howard Stern.
Zero for effort, zero for style, zero for star quality. And you know what? I'm being generous.
Doesn't sound like it.
Exactly. I don't know. I just think that's a situation where if you're getting paid as much as these people are getting paid to sit in a chair and say good, bad, what's so bad about that job? What's
like,
so terrible?
Like, why would you ever leave that job?
Yeah. You're literally just sitting saying yay or nay. I like that. I don't like that.
But here's the thing. All of those people have a lot of other money.
Yeah.
It's true.
Not like you and I that would go, wow, that would be amazing to get that kind of money and do nothing.
Yeah.
They all have money.
Right.
So they don't really need to do it.
I don't know. Sharon Osbourne, I do love her on that show just because...
I do too.
She's got that voice to where if she was giving you the worst news in the world, it would still sound okay.
Yeah.
We just found out your entire family was gone and kidnapped, but it's okay, love. You know, you're just like, oh, that sounds nice.
She just said it's okay. That's great.
You have a terminal disease that we can't cure. Oh, fantastic. Sounds great. Tea and crumpets for everybody. So, yeah, she's out. So now the quest is on to find a new America's Got Talent judge. Bring back the Hoff.
Anyway, moving on. Carly Rae Jepsen, the Call Me Maybe singer. She's got some naked pics out there. Who loves boobs? I do.
Everyone?
Yeah.
But
these are for real now.
These are not the fake ones?
No. There was a fake report, I believe it was yesterday, about fake pictures. But
well, I think it was a real report, Brad.
Well, okay.
Right.
Real
about fake pictures.
Right. Correct. Sorry, I just pulled a Kevin. But then she actually went to the police and filed a real report saying her cell phone was hacked, and apparently there were some explicit photographs on the phone. So that's something that we could all look forward to. Carly Rae Jepsen, gotta get naked. Woohoo!
Big ones, right?
We'll find out.
Yes, we will.
Celebrity birthdays today, not a lot, but some. Actor Matt LeBlanc from Friends and also the new TV show. Was that Episodes?
Episodes.
Which,
I love Episodes.
Which Lisa loves.
Love it.
He is 45 years old today. And adult star Tara Patrick is 36. I'm going to celebrate by enjoying her work.
Personally or on TV?
Yeah. Yes. Just going to do that. I'm Brad Williams. Follow me on Twitter at FunnyBrad. Night pitter patter on the show biz.
Hey.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's 9 minutes after nine.
What about Adam Carolla? What about AdamCarolla.com, where you can go to buy tickets for all of the upcoming live appearances, including the Irvine Improv next Wednesday with funny man Doug Benson, and then Saturday, August 11th at the Lovitz, where you can find out information on Adam's popular podcast, where you can order the book, not Taco Bell material. What about all of that, you guys?
I don't know how to answer that question. It's all
Ace
good.
Man, what's going on?
Oh, feeling good, fellas. Thanks for having me.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You're feeling good?
Yeah.
How about that? Interesting.
Is this a red letter day?
Well, I'm just saying,
I think what Kevin is suggesting is usually you wake up on the cranky side of the bed. What's going on today that's making you so happy, Ace?
You know, I'm just blessed. I got
wow.
kids here.
Put Adam on the phone.
Dog.
Go get Adam.
I'm feeling good. I'm looking at the positive things in life. I'm trying to focus.
Adam! Call him, would you?
Ace, it makes you happy if you pretend like you're happy.
I see.
Okay. Ah, that's what it is. I wanted to ask real quick, and I know you're here for This Week in Rage, and we'll get to that in a moment, but now that you're not Taco Bell material book, which is very, very funny, and I can't urge people enough to go out and buy it, now that the second book is written, are you out, or are you already hatching your evil plan for book number three?
I actually been talking
Adam's
about
never
it.
Out.
Book of quotes, maybe.
Book of quotes.
Okay.
Because, you know, I never really kept track of a lot of my quotes. But
oh, so it's a book of your own quotes.
Oh, yeah, my own quotes. I don't want to... Will Rogers, we've heard enough of that asswipe. Need some of my quotes.
I see. So you're going to go back and kind of catalog some of your brilliance through the years.
No, I'm not going to do it. Other people do it on Twitter.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
And then they just feed it to me, and then I pay someone to get it in order.
I see. Okay.
That sounds like a brilliant plan. All right. AdamCarolla.com is where you go. Every week he joins us right here on the Kevin and Bean Show for This Week in Rage.
It's time for This Week
in Rage.
First, an invention, because I got this dog, and she's got to eat this special dog food, and she's diabetic, and she's got to get her shot. And the problem is super expensive special dog food, and she needs a can and a half in the morning, and then a can and a half at night.
Right.
And opening the one can is bad enough. First off, dog food cans, two things. One is, instead of opening two cans, and then I always have that half can sitting in my refrigerator,
right,
so that the fruit salad sort of tastes like giblets. It just punkifies the whole thing. Like, yeah, it's one with some horse meat open and in my fridge. And then once the stuff hardens up in the fridge overnight, you have to get the lower half out with a screwdriver, right?
Right.
Like in your peck, and it's getting up on your forearm and whatnot. It's really, by the way, there's no way, there's no other country that would do this for their dogs, right? They just dig a hole in the backyard and go, get in.
No.
Molly, get in that hole.
Try
opening another can. All right, well, here's the invention.
He's
this solves the whole
though.
Thing. First off, they should have tall boy cans, just like they do with Budweiser.
I like it.
You know what I mean? Like, instead of this whole can and a half, and but there's all this thing, I have a half can of this, mix it in with dry food. The half cans have a half, have a punky, like they do in beer. Have the 8-ounce, the 12-ounce, and the 16-ounce.
I like it. And
have
the 40.
Have the punk can, and give me the 40. You know, take the dog. Hey, put it in a bag so the cops don't bust you. Go to the park and knock yourself out. I'm just saying the can and a half tall boy with the shotgun tab on the bottom. Shotgun tab meaning open the can, rip the cord on the bottom, open the bottom up, it slides right out.
Wow.
One big horse meat cylinder. Huh?
Why? Is it horse meat? Are we sure about that?
It may not be that good. Okay. What is this? It is a tall boy can and a half, never have to open two cans, never have to store half a can in the fridge, and with the rip cord at the bottom,
like
the
it.
Thing slides right on out.
Why are people not listening to you?
Oh, my God. That'll be the name of the next book. Number two, can we work out this moment of silence stuff? Every time I'm obsessed with this, I want these people. I've got a plan. I'm going to tell you in a second what to do with these asswipes.
Okay.
Obama's in there. He wants, you know, just a couple seconds of silence to remember the fallen victims of the Colorado massacre. And every time, somewhere between second number three and second number five, there's some asswipe that, really? Yeah. You cannot go 10 seconds without coughing. You can't go 10 seconds without coughing.
You should try it at a moment of silence at a hockey game. People are screaming and yelling.
Oh, the greatest is when you watch the fights on HBO and right. They go, legendary cut man, Scrap Iron Johnson has succumbed to leukemia. The legendary, now, the ceremonial 10 count where they ring the bell, 10, halfway into it, it's like, come on, De La Hoya! He actually stands up and yells.
And De La Hoya's not even fighting.
Oh, no, he just wants to get him a beer. Like, you just saw him.
I think you're right that we need to figure out a solution to this, Adam. I can't imagine what it is because people just seem to be incapable of being quiet for 10
you
seconds
said
at a time.
You said you had an answer.
Well, I'll give it to you in a second. Yeah, it's not like somebody says, look, could we all just observe between 8 and 22 minutes of silence?
True.
It's just like a moment. He literally says a moment.
And by
or
moment,
10 seconds.
By moment, they don't mean 60 seconds. They do mean 10 seconds.
Yes, moment means like 5 or 10 seconds of you shut up because someone is dead or multiple people are dead. But no, I got to cough. And by the way, I want to pull that guy off, and I'm going to pull him out of the audience and go, do you have a bronchial condition? What do you have? What do you? I want a note from your doctor. By the way, I've been yelling at you for 20 minutes. You haven't coughed once. Did you need to cough? That's my point. I don't think you needed to. I don't think you had to cough. You wanted to cough. All right. I will then infect them with tuberculosis, so we'll make sure they have an excuse to
cough.
Wow. All right. Here is my plan to take care of all these people.
Okay. Great.
Because every time, back to this Colorado tragedy here, every time you hear about this, then there's always some story you hear the following day where some guy got up in the theater dressed like the Joker and lit off a firecracker or something,
right.
And you go, God damn, what an idiot,
right,
you know?
Right.
And there's really no law. I mean, you can fine him and stuff. It was like, remember after 9/11, they'd stop, like 2 days later, a guy got stopped at LAX for trying to bring a pallet crate of box cutters onto his carry-on luggage or
right.
something. You're like, what kind of asswipe 2 days after something like this is trying to get box cutters on? I mean, he's not trying to do anything. He's just that stupid.
Right.
And there's really nothing you can do with the guy because it's not really illegal, or at least he can't do any real prison time. They used to have debtor's prison, dunce's prison. We take
dunce's.
Dumb members of our
okay.
dunces. We take idiots from our society who cough in the middle of ceremonial silence and who try to get box cutters on the airplanes 2 days after 9/11, or who, you know, light off an M80 in a theater dressed as a Joker. We take all these guys, we just put them in one big prison, and they wear a foam cowboy hat with a No Fear T-shirt, and where they just walk, and there's mirrors all over the thing. And we go, listen, dumbass, this is where you're going to go. You and the rest of you dumbass, you didn't do anything to really technically break the law, so we can't put you in the hole for 2 years where you belong. But you can walk around with other like-minded dunces wearing your foam hats and do some soul searching.
And we'll let you out when we feel like it.
Right. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I like it. I vote for it.
Dunster's Prison. Thank you.
Great idea. AdamCarolla.com is the website where you want to go for all of the podcasts. And don't miss the Ace Man on Stage with special guest Doug Benson of the Irvine Improv next Wednesday. Adam, have a great week, man. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks.
Ralph Garman will be back, I promise, Monday with the Showbiz Beat. In the meantime, thanks again to our friend Brad Williams for filling in yesterday and today. You can follow him on Twitter at FunnyBrad, website bradwilliamscomedy.com. And you're, of course, the host of the About Last Night podcast on the ToadHopNetwork.com as well. And that's new episodes every Monday, right?
That's correct. But for now, I'm here. So let's get to some showbiz news, everybody. Sad show business news. Sherman Helmsley, who played George Jefferson on The Jeffersons, passed away yesterday. He was 74.
Yes. A touching sound effect
very
tribute.
Sweet.
He was 74 years old. He was found at his home in El Paso, Texas. Now, I bring this up because the story broke at about 10:30 a.m. yesterday.
Right.
And obviously, when you think of the Jeffersons, you think of their famous theme song of Moving On Up. And then,
well, yeah. Moving on up, moving on up to
the all-time classic, yeah. TV themes.
Absolutely. So many people hopped on the bandwagon and did a quick joke about that. Now, our friend, and I use the friend term loosely, Beer Mug tweeted about 8 hours after everybody else that, hey, Sherman Helmsley passed away. Looks like he's moving on up.
Thanks for that tweet, Beer Mug.
How proud did you feel? Like, was your heart just
happy?
Like,
oh, no,
like,
he was,
yes, my day
I guarantee
is so
you,
complete.
I guarantee you, this is what he thought. Best tweet of the week.
You tweet this at night.
Yeah. I didn't really think best tweet of the week, but it was a relief.
Month?
It was a relief. It was a relief.
Because it was so good, you had to get it out of you.
Because I was going to send it out at 2, like I said earlier, in my defense, but then I fell asleep for 6 hours.
And then everybody else in the world did it.
Yeah, so, but I said, I got to follow through.
Thanks for that
tweet, Beer Mug.
What's kind of a 6 hour nap? You had a
really?
6 hour nap? That's my night.
Yeah. 6 hour nap.
Jeez. Really? You got nothing on airline food? You got no jokes about what to do if your boner pill works for more than 4 hours?
The difference between men and women?
Yeah. Nothing like that. Black people do this. Now, white people, they do this. Really? You got any of that material stored up, Mug?
Thanks for that
tweet, Beer Mug.
Look, I can't defend Beer Mug. That's ridiculous that he didn't realize he was the millionth person to make that joke. But I will tell you something I learned about Sherman Helmsley yesterday that surprised me. And by the way, Brad, it is Sherman Helmsley as a tribute to the man who's gone, not Helmsley. But he was, how old do you think he was when he started the Jeffersons back in the 70s?
He seemed like he was in his 70s.
Yeah.
Yes. He was in his early 30s.
What?
He was in his early 30s. The man looked the same for the last 40 years. I don't know how he did it, but yes, he was only in his early 30s when he made that show.
So Dick Clark looked 28 forever.
His whole life, yeah.
Right, exactly.
Until he passed. Sherman looked 74.
He looked 70. He looked 70 his whole life. Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, but he was only in his 30s back then, so that was a surprise to me.
That's an interesting fact.
The woman who played Wheezy, his wife on the show, the actress, and she's passed away a few years ago, was over 20 years older than him. But didn't they look the same age on the show?
They looked the exact same age.
That must have been weird for her.
Wow.
Must have been, yeah.
So like black don't crack for a long time, but then it just opens the F up.
Sometimes it can work against you.
Well, he sure is moving on up into heaven now, though, I'll tell you.
Wow. See why that's funny, Beer Mug?
Thanks for that
tweet, Beer Mug.
Just stop it.
Just stop.
Stop. And now, the big story that has lonely housewives everywhere going absolutely crazy. Kristen Stewart reportedly cheated on Twilight co-star and reported boyfriend Robert Pattinson. She apparently cheated on him with the director of Snow White and the Huntsman, Rupert Sanders. And Rupert is 41, married with 2 kids. This was reported by Us Weekly. And unlike sometimes when tabloids just throw these stories out there because it's a slow news day, there's pictures. And it looks,
pretty tough to deny that.
Pretty tough. Like, no, I was directing her in the Snow White movie, How to Make Out. That's what I was directing her to do.
But that hit the cutting room floor.
We didn't
put it in
use
the movie.
It, right. But I just figured she should have that skill, so that's what
Who
I did.
Who cheats on their wife with 2 kids with her?
I know.
And he's married to a model.
I don't care
especially,
who he's married to. Who cheats with Kristen Stewart?
And by the way, aren't you directing a film in which Charlize Theron is also starring?
She's also on set!
And she's single.
Yes!
But she probably doesn't...
date married men?
She doesn't need the attention.
Right.
This is making insanely good sense to me.
This is going to be very difficult for the Twilight fans, first of all, who want them to be together forever in real life. But also for the actors themselves, if this ends up breaking them up, how are they going to do a month-long promotional tour to promote the next movie when it comes out in November?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
it's
going to
be ugly.
Because Kristen is such a talker on those press junkets.
She's good, yeah.
That's a good point.
Nothing but gold coming out of that mouth on those interviews. Oh, that's just, like, you have all of that, and you just go for Kristen Stewart. And I've looked up pictures of his wife, the model. She's hot. She's good looking. This isn't an Arnold Schwarzenegger situation.
I think that matters. I mean, as we've all said, you can be married to the most beautiful woman in the world, and after 5 years,
right?
You know,
but she's Kristen
Stewart. I do understand that completely. I just the point of his wife being hot. I don't think that matters.
That doesn't matter.
That not,
if you're going to cheat and risk your marriage, do it with somebody hotter than Kristen Stewart.
There were CGI dwarves on that set that would have been better than Kristen Stewart.
Maybe just pick someone with a personality.
Yeah.
How about that? Just start with a personality.
There is that.
That's words from Lisa May. If you're going to cheat, cheat up. Thanks, Lisa May, for that stunning observation. Let's get to celebrity birthdays, everyone. Not a lot today, but Friends star Matt LeBlanc, he's 45 today.
Episodes.
And episodes. Yes, I know. You love that show, Lisa.
Not that good.
Not that good.
Yes, it is.
Okay, whatever. And adult star Tara Patrick is 36 today. So go out and celebrate and, yeah, watch some of her work. It's good.
It is good.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm Brad Williams. Follow me on Twitter at FunnyBrad and I pitter-patter on the showbiz beat.
You're the best, Brad. Thanks for filling in for Ralph.
Thank you for having me. It's fun.
Tomorrow morning on all-new Kevin and Bean Show, we have Ashley Ricards, who is the star of Awkward on MTV. We have Dr.
Awkward.
We have Dr. Drew on the program tomorrow. We have a brand-new internet roundup for you, and we have tickets for Total Recall World Premiere tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.